It's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Newmarket, Ontario, Canada. And this is Tom Bondi, Preacher Tom Bondi, coming to you over the Just Jesus Radio Network in Carolina. Oh, what a joy it is to be a part of their Saturday morning lineup. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, you can listen in and hear a new message from Battle Site for Christ. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. I pray your blessings will be manifold as you hear this message today. And I would like to open with a word of prayer before we get into the message. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have given me this opportunity that I can deliver these messages each Saturday morning over this radio station, knowing, Lord, that you are pleased with the station because it is a King James station as well, Lord. And the word, of course, is accurate, the way you want it, Lord, according to Psalm 12, 6 and 7. For the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And that's the radio station that I applaud. They're right on cue. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. And now the message, well, I pray that the Lord will give me great wisdom as I go through these words. I call the message, The Foes of Man. The Foes of Man. You know, mankind, whether you're a Christian or not, has all kinds of foes in this world today. It just seems you can't please everybody all the time. And some people you can't please any of the time. All right. Now, I would like to draw your attention, first of all, in our King James Bible to Matthew 10. Matthew 10. And if you wish, you can read along with me, or you can just sit there and listen. I'm going to read verses 32 to 38. That's Matthew 10, verses 32 to 38. Please listen carefully. These are the words of Jesus Christ in my King James Authorized 1611 Bible, right out of Antioch. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Verses 32 to 38. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Oh, 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 his own household. Verse 37, He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth daughter, or pardon me, loveth son or daughter more than me, is not worthy of me. In verse 38, And he that taketh not his cross, and followeth after me, is not worthy of me. Oh, ho, ho, those are words to heed, I must say indeed. Matthew 10, verses 32 to 38. Please read them when you get a chance, over and over a few times. The main answer, actually, about a man's foes is found, unfortunately, in verse 36. Verse 36, And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Well, I can testify to that. Oh, yes. Although I love them dearly, I love them dearly. There has been or had been a wedge between us, a wedge in the shape of a cross. Oh, yes. A man's foes shall be they of his own household. It's an awful, awful way to live when one member or several members in a family that live together get saved, receive Christ into their lives, into their hearts, and one or more of the parents deny your salvation and will not listen to you. Oh, it's a terrible, terrible dilemma to be in, especially in your own household. Not a pretty thought, but nonetheless, from the Word of God. What a powerful statement, and so packed with truth, proclaimed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, indeed. Oh, for sure, truer words were never spoken. And when they're spoken by the Lord, well, they're indeed gems of rubies and of pearls. Many have looked at this one verse, Matthew 10, verse 36, and concluded, "It is not of Jesus, but was forged by the publisher to create controversy." Wow! Well, let them be accursed if that's what they think. For I have the Word here in front of me, the Word of Almighty God, the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus said it. I believe it. That settles it. Yes, indeed, it does. And even before I became a Christian, I would testify there is no greater truth than what is written in Matthew 10, verse 36. Matthew 10, verse 36. "And a man's foes shall be they of his own household." How tragic it is, but nonetheless true. If you have a red-letter Bible, King James Authorized Version, then you can plainly see these words. They were spoken by our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, the doubters and the blasphemers, they went right to town with this verse, full of knowing that such controversial statements would cause spiritual havoc among Christians. And that's what they have done. Oh, yes. Spiritual havoc. Couldn't have placed those words better myself. In fact, it became one of Satan's prime verses for creating doubt concerning the truths of Scripture. But it's there. It's real. And it will not return to the Lord void. No way. Jesus has called his 12 disciples to give them their marching orders, as it were. In the book of Micah, Micah 7, verse 6, the words of God has this to say, "For the Son dishonoreth the Father, the daughter rises up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house." How tragic indeed. How tragic indeed, indeed. If we look closer at, verse 32 and 33, we do indeed see that Jesus is very, very emphatic at what he's saying. And if anybody has a right, it is he. It is Jesus the Christ. For look at the price he paid for our redemption, for our redemption. I mean, who else would have the authority to make judgment over us than Christ himself? I've talked to people who would rather believe Christ to take full ownership of what we who give ourselves unto him in faith believing, and this is true. Oh, yes, indeed, it's true. We are. And I emphasize it wholly. We are new creatures in Christ. We were bought with a price, but not to become slaves to our master, but rather to be set free. To be set free. Yes, indeed, set free. Oh, yes. We were bought with a price. Set free. And in that freedom, willingly to serve him. In days gone by, even today, people are bought on the slave markets by rich merchants. Oh yes, it still goes on all over the world. But we who give ourselves freely over to Christ, we're not bond slaves. We're not. Nor are we even slaves, though we have been bought with a price far above rubies and pearls. We are purchased through the blood of Jesus Christ that shed blood for us at Calvary, and have become sons and daughters by adoption unto God by the finished work of Jesus Christ. It has come to you. It's a come as you are salvation, rather. A come as you are salvation. Don't try to clean yourself up before you come to Jesus. Don't go take a shower before you come to Jesus. Don't go and wipe the dirt off of your workman hands before you come to Jesus. Don't even comb your hair. Just come as you are. That's the way Jesus wants you, to come as you are. He will cleanse you on the inside. Then you can go take a shower if you want. Oh, there are no preparations to get saved. You don't have to take a shower or do your hair. No need to find a man of God even. Just fall on your knees. Fall down on your knees right where you are if you can. Call out to God in faith, believing. Believing that Jesus died for your sins on that cruel cross of Calvary. Then repent and ask God to save you. Ask God to save you. It's free, people. It's free. An invitation executed by faith in Christ is made manifest by God the Father. By God the Father. For this cause, Jesus made it clear in John 6:44 when he said these words, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Did you get that? No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. In the prayer of salvation, all too often the Father is left out, and a short prayer is taken directly to the Son. Don't leave the Father out. Don't leave the Father out, not ever. Verse 44, lest we forget, all that Jesus accomplished upon the earth was done for one purpose and for one purpose only. Are you ready for this? To glorify his Father in heaven. Jesus made that very, very clear. Now, I'm not saying that the shortcut is invalid, but I will ask you this. What would Jesus do? And leave it at that. If we read verse 32 again, especially the last half, what we read is, "Him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Ooh. Doesn't that say a whole lot to you? You confess Christ, he will confess you to his Father. Would seem to me that Jesus is making sure that the Father gets the glory. Oh, that's where it belongs. Jesus always gave the glory to his Father. In verse 32, we run smack dab into what will happen if we reject Christ. If we reject Christ, the big but, B-U-T, the big but. "But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Oh, you don't want Jesus to deny you, do you? But if you don't accept Christ, you can't take a shortcut and go straight to the Father like so many religions do and leave Christ out of the picture. No. The way to God is through the Son. The way to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. My, oh my, it's a terrible situation in some places with some men Oh, how they forsake the way unto God. Here we see that Jesus means business. He means business. And when Jesus means business, guess what? He means business. And remember, to deny Christ doesn't always mean a verbal declaration. You can deny Christ in many ways, by your actions, by your thoughts, by what's on your heart. You know, Jesus looks upon the heart. He knows your heart. He knows your every thought even before you speak it. You see, there are many ways to deny Christ, but there's only one way for you to receive Christ, and that's if you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here we see that Jesus means business indeed. Remember, to deny Christ doesn't always mean a verbal declaration. You can deny Christ simply by saying or doing nothing at all. Nothing. Just shut up, clam up, do nothing, just go about your own business, and you're denying Christ if you don't include Him. I prefer to say silence in this case. Is not golden. No way. Then we come to verse 34, where the proverbial rubber meets the road. This will be the Christ who stands on the Mount of Olives in the last days. Oh, and what does he say? What does he say? Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Wow! You can also look in Luke 12, 49, verses 49 to 53, and you'll see more on that subject. Oh, yes. Jesus didn't come. He didn't come to bring peace on the earth. He came not to send peace, but a sword. You see, the earth is in such terrible turmoil that the sword will be used to divide the righteous from the unrighteous. You get me? The righteous from the unrighteous. Those who believe it and those who deny Christ as Savior. Remember now, Jesus is giving marching orders to His disciples. And as to what they will be up against, He has already warned them to beware of men who will deliver them up to the councils and scourge them. In Matthew 10, verse 17, we read all about it. And they should not worry about what to say, for the Holy Spirit will give them utterance. Check it out in Matthew 10, verse 17. Please do, by all means. Oh, they will be persecuted and hated, but not to worry. I ask you, do you envy them for what lies ahead? I think not. If you deny Christ, there's nowhere else you can go. There's nothing more you can say. The end is there. The end is there. Then in verse 35, Matthew 10, Jesus makes it known to His disciples the totality of what they will encounter. In verse 35, I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This might sound cruel to you, but it's not when it comes from the lips of Jesus Christ, the great Savior of the world. He's talking about putting Him first. He's talking about giving Him your love to the uttermost, using Him as your way to the cross, your way to salvation, your way to eternity and glory. And the all too often outcome, which is seen in verse 36, as we read earlier, and a man's foes, which is actually the title of my message, and a man's foes shall be those of his own household. Oh, it's a terrible thing to imagine, to think about, that your brothers or sisters or your mom or your dad is just in total rebellion against you following Jesus Christ and praying the way you do. Oh, well, verse 36 and 37 tell you why. He that loveth father or mother more than me, says Jesus, is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Oh, I am greater than they. If that's what it means. He is greater than they are. To love me is to put me first. That's what he's saying. Oh, get your priorities in order, people, for the end is closing in upon us, when it'll be too late, when the gates of glory will be closed, and all who have repented and believed will be within, in the safety eternally amongst Jesus Christ and all the others who have received him. How is it in your family? Do you love your family members more than you love Christ? That's a very important question. Do you? Do you love your family members more than you love Christ? Oh my, what a terrible thought to think that Christ is not getting the preeminence. More than the Savior of the world, how can it be? I know your mom gave birth to you. I know your dad worked hard and tried to make a living for you. But what afterlife? What afterlife? Consider your afterlife. That's where Jesus comes in. Jesus, oh, the King of the world, he wants you to come to him. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How is it in your family? Do you love your family members more than you love Christ? Do you put them first? More than the Savior of the world? Do you? Are you, as the head of your household, ready to give Jesus the preeminence? Are you? Oh, I pray so. I pray so indeed. Oh, that old devil have a stranglehold on them, does he? A man cannot serve two masters. No, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. That's in Matthew 6:24. He cannot serve God and mammon. You know, unless God is the master or head of your home, then all that has been said here today will surely come to pass. You cannot serve two masters, else you will love one and hate the other. You cannot serve two masters. Joshua made the right decision when he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord." Wow. Oh, how I love that quote. Can you say the same in your home? Can you? Or does Matthew 10:36 have dominion over your home? A man's foes shall be they of his own household. A man's foes, his enemies, shall be they of his own household. How sad that is. But it's not my words, it's the words God put in the scriptures. All too true. All too true. I've touched on it, and it's there. It's there. And the only way to get rid of it is to trust and believe. Trust and believe Jesus Christ. Now, before saved, all who will go to church with me, I saw a note one day. It was for me, and it said, it was pinned to the fridge, and it said, "All who will go to church with me, sign your name here, and I will wake you up." You know, when I got up that next morning to go to church, one name was on the note, and it saddens me to say it. It was my dog, Blackie. That's the only name. How can God take such a mocking? How will God take such a mocking? If that isn't hate, I don't know what is. In comparison to God, not a literal despising hate, this is the cost of discipleship. forsaking all, following Christ. Verse 37, he who loves his mother, father, family before Christ, he will deny. Oh, he will deny me. That's the variance there is here. Oh, we're not saying forsake your mom and dad or your brothers or your sisters. No, we're saying give God the preeminence. That's all he's saying. To the unsaved, these verses would seem to indicate that we are coming, saying hateful things about our families, but that's not what it means. On the contrary, Jesus is comparing who shall be first when it comes to godliness. Who shall be first? Will it be your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your uncle, your cousin? Who will be first? Put God first and all other things will follow. The love you have for Christ and what he has done for us, there is not greater love among man. No. If Christ is not first in your life, then Christ is not in your life. Have you got that? If Christ is not first in your life, then Christ is not in your life. A lot of people say, oh yes, I believe in Jesus. I believe he died for my sins. I believe he is the Son of God. I believe. Now get out of my face, will you, and let me get my work done here. And you know, you say, are you coming to church with me Sunday? Church, I don't go to church. You think I have to go to church going to make me a good Christian? Well, maybe not, and maybe yes. But you know, we belong in the house of the Lord when the doors are open, because that's where the blessings are given out. You know, pastors are ordained for that purpose, to tell us all about our mighty God, because we can't understand everything that's written in the Bible, can we? Oh, I pray that you give this some consideration. Take a look at your family. No, God is not trying to break up your family. He loves you. He loves your family. But he wants you all to come to him. He wants you all in glory when that day comes. And the voice calls out, come up hither. Will you be in that number? Oh, the archangel is going to call it one of these days. And it looks like it might be very soon, considering the condition that the world's in. Come up hither. I want to see you in that number. I pray that this message has had some effect in your lives. Remember, your foes aren't your family. Your foes aren't your friends. Your foes are the ones that outrightly deny Jesus Christ. That's who your foes are. But don't give up on them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Thank you for listening. I pray that you've got a blessing from this message, and I pray that you'll tune in again next time for another message from the Word of God. Thank you. God bless. Amen.